Stand by for action.
Welcome to Dogsthorpe Infant School Launchpad.
This is your captain speaking. We've been cleared for departure.
Okay, Eddie, start the countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go.
This podcast is brought to you by Eddie Edster, the Dogsthorpe Infant School Wellbeing Dog.
Yes, welcome back to Eddie's Launchpads. It's the Dogsthorpe Infant School podcast for parents, teachers and schools. Thank you for joining us today. I know that we get listeners from all around the world. I had someone from Hong Kong contact me just the other day and said that she listens and she enjoys a lot of our shows, and she loves listening to the authors that we have on, which is timely because we've got a children's author on this particular launch pad. Eddie is not with me today. He's down at school with the children. But children, I know there's some children who listen. There is a dog on the program today, and I'm looking at her right now. Her name is Annie, but she's not going to say a great deal, I don't think. But her owner is on the show, and she's got lots to tell us all about. Her name is Nicola. She's been on the show before. Welcome to the show, Nicola.
Hello, you all right?
Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and what started you writing?
Well, when I was at school, I was always good at drawing, but I had dyslexia. I have dyslexia, sorry. So I struggled with academic subjects. I was quite creative in my mind and visual, so I could draw things. I could create stories, but getting it down on paper, I struggled with quite a lot. So I started writing when I was 13, an illustrating children's book after a project at school. I wrote 3 books and then give up because I was struggling with the dyslexia part of things and felt like a failure because academics at school were pushed and pushed and pushed, and it seemed to be dismissed your creative ability. So I was in my 30s when I rediscovered my books after meeting a friend who was very academic, very intelligent. He's an editor. He was an medical doctor. Retired, and he's a writer and editor. So speaking to him, and he urged me to do my book, so I did. A bit more modern, use Photoshop instead of paints or crayons, and so tentatively showed him the books once I'd done them, and he says they are worth publishing. So that was a kick for me to actually forget about my failure issues and continue to do my writing. It's also triggered because I was really struggled at school. At one point, I wasn't allowed to take part in the class for about a year because they said I was unteachable. But it did cause a lot of issues into my adulthood, failure issues. So now I've got a passion to help children with their creative side. I've done my first school visit, which went really well, even though I was terrified. I've done live events at a book festival that I ran. But it's just doing cartoon workshops and embracing the creativity. I actually met a young girl who was 6 with dyslexia on my first ever creating cartoons workshop, and her work was fantastic. I posted it on my page, and the floods of compliments that came in were amazing, and she's never stopped drawing since, her mum has said. So that is a passion of mine. I do fancy actually doing some more live events in schools, or maybe on Teams or Zoom. After I've braved the first one, I do draw-alongs and workshops on YouTube. They're free, so I'll just draw a little bit of step by step, and you just follow me. And there's also workshops on how to draw cartoons and characters and create your own characters. And it's all free. And there's all games on there as well, like 2P football and things like that.
Oh, wonderful.
embracing my childish side, loads of stuff and arts and crafts.
Now, listeners, if you've been with us right from episode one, or if you joined us in season one or two, you might start thinking you're getting deja vu, because Nicola's been on the show before and she shared her journey. And I know for a fact she is far from feeling a failure. She is not a failure. In fact, she has got so many wonderful gifts and skills that we're going to be talking about, because it's not just about the books that she does. As she's hinted at, she's gifted in other areas as well, in her artwork and stuff like that. So we're going to talk about that. Nicola, it's very interesting that you say about people with dyslexia at school, because we try and say to our children that if you do have things like that, it can sometimes be a gift.
Yeah, well, I learned differently. I consider it now, not like I can't learn. I learned differently. So I'm a visual learner. People with dyslexia tend to be more visual. So I can visualise scenes and characters from different angles, and then I can draw them. My structure of writing is probably different to other people, because I do the picture. I'll design loads of characters, different angles of the characters, and look at scenery. And I'll go for a walk, so I've got a clear head. And then I do the storyboard and a brainstorm of what I want the story to be like. And then I write the story through bullet. I have bullet points. But due to dyslexia, all my ideas come out at first, all at once. So writing on paper was a no-no for me. It didn't work, because it doesn't make sense. But on a computer, move it around, make it make sense. I can keep following my bullet points and brainstorm and things like that. And then it actually does take form and make sense, and it's a lot easier. And everyone has an editor. So if you struggle with some punctuation that I have with commas and things, then your editor can help you sort that out. So there's no problems. It does that. There's a lot of benefits to dyslexia in the creative side.
And Nicola, you mentioned about the YouTube channel. Dogsthorpe Infant School's got a YouTube channel, so we'll link to that as well. I know that you've mentioned your first books before, but could you just share with our listeners the early books first of all?
This is Captain Cuthbert. No, he's not very nice. He's a bossy and selfish and very greedy. And this one here, you can see that's the cat. A cat that he stole, because he wanted a cat, so he stole him. So this tells you how he became a pirate. There's funny bits in this. He's not very nice. So there he is with a cat. The cat's got no food and he's gobbled it all up, lift him out in the rain. That's the first one. And then this one is the Cobra Gem. Now you can listen to this one. I've put it on YouTube and I've got pictures full screen, and I just read along. So if you want to listen to this one, that's on there. Now this one's about his crew member finds a bottle which has a map to the Cobra Gem. So they go on a journey to find this gem, which is, you can only just see a little bit there. Now the gem grants any wish to the owner. So you can imagine someone greedy and selfish, how wrong that can go. So he wishes Absolutely. For all the food, eats it himself, doesn't give his crew any, but ends up feeling sick. There's loads of different things in that one. That's adventure.
I should say, listeners, that I can see Nicola. I know that you can't, but I can see Nicola. I can see the books. And they are wonderful. They're very well done. They're well produced. They're very highly colourful. And a child will easily pick these up, particularly if they're into pirates. And we cover pirates at Dogsthorpe Infant School. So that will be perfect. A perfect book to have at Dogsthorpe Infant School when we do pirates.
So then I've got Captain Cuthbert is Father Christmas, but he's not very nice Father Christmas. He steals the presents.
A bit like the Grinch.
The children trick him to get them back. It's quite funny, that one. Captain Cuthbert and the robot, Cuthbert's robot. Now, the robot follows any command of its master, and Cuthbert is its master. Mm. So with his greed, you can imagine what trouble we get up to in that book. But that's probably the funniest book I've wrote. People like that one. And then I got a lot of feedback on Scat the Cat. So I did his own book. A lot of kids like Scat the Cat. So I did his own book, and it tells how he escapes Captain Cuthbert. They go to a sea town that's really nice and friendly, and he makes friends and escapes Captain Cuthbert. But does he get him back? It tells at the end.
Oh, okay. So does Scat get away? Oh, there's something for your children.
And then I've got The Visitor. Now, this is my favourite. It's about aliens. It's got robots on. It's suspense, adventure. There's friendship in this one again as well, so there's nice bits in this one, but definitely my favourite. I think older children may like this one as well. It's a bit of a coming of age story. So I would say up to 8 years old on this one. I've got another baddie here. So the visitor, I forgot to say, it's a bit like E.T. Or Stranger Things, be out the scary bits.
Okay.
Either this is another nasty character. He's a bit of a narcissist. He doesn't care about other people, and he likes to get everything he wants. So when he goes to Seatown, which is the town where Scat now lives, he wants it for himself. So he tries to take over, and he gets up to other not very nice things. But the people are friendly there, so they try and work together to try and stop him. Mm-hmm. It's got a mad scientist in and all sorts of magical stuff.
Oh, wow. They're wonderful books. They've all got the same sort of look about them. They're very highly colourful. They are the sorts of books that you would want to buy as a birthday present or as a Christmas present. And the great thing about this is you can follow the children can follow the different characters all the way through. Poor old Scat, he seems to pick up on really nasty characters, doesn't he?
Yeah, he gets some friends though as well who are nice. So
yeah. Now, the artwork in them, was that you?
Yes, I did the artwork, yeah.
Beautiful, yeah. Absolutely beautiful. The artwork in, and the characters' faces are just children you're going to love. You may not love the pirate, but you'll love getting lost in the books because they're so wonderful. When did you first learn that you were so good at your illustrations?
I used to draw at school all the time. I love drawing, and it was one skill that I seemed to have. I've drawn since being very, very young. I think I realised later in life that I could actually make more of the drawings rather than just doodling and sketching. So now I also sell my illustrations on Redbubble as well. Some are very detailed, not cartoons, and some are just cartoon-like. Mm. They just sell them on gifts and products like teachers' T-shirts and magnets and all sorts of different bags and cups.
Because that's the great thing about the books, and particularly, I could see, Captain Cuthbert being on somebody's mug or something, you know. I'm not sure whether you'd want to have a nasty character on your teacup, but there you go. Or Scat the Cat even. You know, you could have a lot of this stuff is a subsidiary of the actual books. So that's just absolutely wonderful. So when you go into schools, I'm guessing it's all about teaching drawing, sketching, that sort of thing,
and cartoon workshops, creating cartoons. That's what I mainly. I'll show the story that I've put on YouTube. I'll give a brief, very brief description of the journey I went through with dyslexia and things like that, and then I just go straight into the cartoon workshop. They really enjoyed that, actually, so it's good.
I think that you'd already got your mojo back when you came on the last time, and you said that, you know, you was going to carry on writing books because you hadn't got all these new ones then. I think you got a couple or so when you first came onto the show, something like that. And we talked about those early days, and it seems like now you're picking up momentum even more now. What you got planned for the future?
Steering towards doing more illustrations, but also working on helping kids to embrace their creativity. So I'll be doing lots of videos, creating cartoons, like it's actually in person, maybe doing some more school visits or virtual school visits, so I can do some more creating cartoon workshops directly to the classroom, maybe through Zoom or things like that.
We've had three or four people now who've come on and they've started doing their YouTube videos, and they've been spotted by other people, whether that's a satellite channel has watched it, or a particular TV channel have spotted it, and it's then gone on and they've started doing programmes. I mean, with Fox Kids, for example, sometimes picks up these sorts of things. And the great thing about your books is because you've got those different stories and those different story arcs, you could take it all sorts of things, couldn't you? So who knows, when you're making these videos, you never know who's looking in and thinking, and I know that these people look at it and think, how can I make some money out of this? Well, they're business people, they're going to think like that. But it'd be wonderful to think that, you know, Scat and the Horrible Pirate and this other new chap who who doesn't sound at all well. Does he get his comeuppance, or is he likely to turn up in another book?
Every episode he gets his comeuppance, because he's so focused on getting what he wants, he doesn't see what could be happening around, so he does get his comeuppance. I forgot to mention, cartoon workshops. I asked for children to send me their pictures after, so I put them on a gallery on my Facebook page and get some positive feedback from people.
Now, if people want to buy your books, first of all, where's the best place for them to go?
It's Linktree and Scat the Cat. I think it should bring it up. Right. And I can send that link in anyway.
Yeah.
So it's just everything on there now, rather than having to go through all the different ones.
Yeah, and if people, and obviously in that Linktree you've got a website, and so people can have a look at the books, and they know the stories. You've got your YouTube channel, so there's all sorts of things. Listeners, we'll make sure that Linktree link is on our podcast. If you're driving, and I know some people listen to this as they're on their way to work or coming home from work, if you can't get hold of a pen and paper to note these things down, don't worry. You haven't got to listen to the podcast all over again. Try and find the place where it's mentioned. Just go into the text and everything will be there. You're just one click away from Nicola and her excellent books, which I thoroughly recommend. And thank you for your time today, Nicola. It's been very wonderful talking to you again. It sounds like it's some sort of is it a Mancunian accent you've got there? Are you from?
I always get called Peter Kay.
But are you from Bolton then?
Called Charlie, which is
close
to Bolton.
That's right. Oh, I remember that. I remember now. Yeah. I remember that we talked about Charlie FM.
Yeah, that's
And on that moment, we better not mention anything to do with Charlie FM, because there's children listening. But, oh, wow. What a thing to have to live down. But I think to myself, if I was in your area, I'd feel like setting one up. You know what I mean? just to do a podcast from the Chorley podcast and link it, you know, make it seem like...
I think I've lost a little bit of...
I mean, as long as you don't use any of his... any of his artwork, I would imagine that the word Chorley is out there in the public domain and FM is in the public domain. So I don't think Peter Kay can sue us for using the words Chorley FM, because they're already out there. But anyway, that's something for me when I get the sack from Dog Soup Infant School. I might take that on, actually. You could come on and be a guest. You could do the weather or the travel. Nicola, it's been wonderful talking to you today. Thank you for joining us on Eddie's Launchpads. You've got your lovely little dog there. Every blessing to you. Keep up the great work, and we'll make sure we link in to the wonderful work you're doing. And if you do the same, and promote us when this goes, this episode goes live. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
And so another great episode is coming to an end. Thank you all for listening. Captain Dave and Eddie will be back again next week for another learning journey on the Dogsthorpe Infant School Launchpad. To dream, believe, and shine.
part of the Hampton Academies Trust. It's the school where stars go to dream, believe, and shine.